Barrett made a handful of stops from Hudson to Black River Falls, where he rallied supporters to get themselves, their friends, and neighbors mobilized for the June 5th recall elections. Barrett repeated criticism of Governor Walker for releasing survey results early that claimed Wisconsin added more than 30,000 jobs since Walker took office. Those numbers are in stark contrast to monthly jobs estimates, which suggest Wisconsin had the worst job losses in the country. Barrett says people should be wary of the new data.
So an embattled governor, 20 days before the election, trots out a different set of numbers, has a commercial running within 4 hours of those numbers coming out to claim that the numbers that the federal government has used for decades are wrong.
But Governor Walker says the new numbers and the decision to release them early was not political. He was in Chippewa Falls touring a small manufacturing firm called Advanced Laser Machining.
Our Department of Workforce Development ultimately decided to release them publicly, even though that's not traditionally the case, because to employers, when the numbers are 57,000 jobs to the better than they were originally estimated to be, the feeling from our state agency was employers deserve to know what the accurate numbers are.
Barrett also criticized Walker for distancing himself from job losses in Milwaukee County while he was county executive. Walker said the great majority of those losses were from the city of Milwaukee while Barrett was mayor. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.